Presently, through all the hall, forth went Telemachus, his spear in hand, two swift dogs following after. And marvelous was the grace Athena cast about him, that all the people gazed as he drew near. And round him flocked the haughty suitors, kind in their talk, but in their hearts brooding on evil. He turned aside from the great company of these, and off where Mentor sat with Antiphus and Halitherses, who were of old his father's friends, he went and sat him down. And much they questioned. Piraeus, the famous spearman, now drew near, leading the stranger through the city to the marketplace. Not long, then, from his guest, delayed Telemachus, but came to meet him, though Piraeus was the first to speak and say, "Telemachus, quickly send women to my house, and let me send to you what Menelaus gave." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Piraeus, as yet we do not know how matters here will be. Suppose the haughty suitors at the palace should slay me privily and share my father's goods. I had rather you yourself should keep and enjoy the gifts than any one of these. But if I sow for these men death and doom, when I am merry, merrily fetch all here." So saying, he led the way-worn stranger home, and entering the stately buildings, they threw their coats upon the couches and the chairs, and went to the polished baths and bathed. And when the maids had bathed them, and anointed them with oil, and put upon them fleecy coats and tunics, out of the baths they came and sat upon the couches. And water for the hands a servant brought, in a beautiful pitcher made of gold, and poured it out over a silver basin for their washing, and spread a polished table by their side. Then the grave housekeeper brought bread and placed before them, setting out food of many a kind, freely giving of her store. The mother of Telemachus sat on the farther side, by a column of the hall, resting upon a couch, spinning fine threads of yarn. So on the food spread out before them they laid hands, and after they had stayed desire for drink and food, then thus began heedful Penelope, "Telemachus, I go to my upper chamber and lay me on my bed, which has become for me a bed of sorrows, ever watered with my tears since Odysseus went away to Ilius with the Atreidae, because you did not deign, before the haughty suitors entered, plainly to tell what tidings you have heard about your father's coming.